Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. I'm going to get some breaking news music with banjos. Do you think? Is that possible? Jim Gallen? Help me out. Could you just like vigorously, you know, play the banjo? Like breaking news this hour on Farm Talk. That's what we're working on. Hey, how are you doing? I thought about you yesterday. Obviously, I put out a feeler for you as well. You know, a lot of things fast and furious is go figure. Politicians want to get done by Christmas. You know, we have their Christmas break.
How unusual, right?
Yeah. So what's happening out there? We're very fortunate, and we are obviously, I give big kudos to Senator Hovind for the work that he's done in agriculture. But not only that, in the middle of this, we put out a request, hey, can you give us a couple minutes? And he did exactly that. I was not expecting that, but that was really cool of him to do so. So that's a fun thing.
Senator Hovind has been terrific. He's been working so hard on this funding, continuing resolution, ag economic assistance, and other matters on behalf of North Dakota producers and American farmers. And it's much appreciated.
Yeah.
And to follow him, while I'm honored here, I do have some maybe unfortunate late-breaking news that just came across my desk, however.
Ooh. Like a big monkey wrench. Big monkey wrench.
I got an alert from Politico saying that Speaker Johnson's leadership team is quietly discussing a plan B to fund the government amid conservative opposition and vocal criticism from Elon Musk.
What?
So now the Louisiana Republican, Speaker Johnson, is discussing dropping the $100 billion in disaster aid plus other attachments and instead passing a clean CR, then dealing with the other issues in the new year, according to two Republicans with knowledge of the conversations. That would mean dropping disaster aid, $30 billion for farmers, and a one-year extension of the Farm Bill, among other items, at least for now. And this is according to Politico. It's the only thing I've seen on this, and just came across my desk a few minutes ago. Hate to be a bearer of bad news, because everything was looking really good. I know my group's North Dakota Corn, you know, is so involved and so happy, I think, overall, particularly with the year-round E15 that looked like it was going to be part of the continuing resolution. And who knows? It still may happen.
Yeah.
You know, there's time left. I'm sure there's going to be folks who are going to express concerns to the speaker if he decides to go to the plan B. I mean, there's a lot of people counting on that year-round E15, counting on the ag economic assistance, which was going to be sort of a temporary fix as we wait for a new farm bill. So that's a concern.
Yeah, I can't even comprehend. I'm just going to throw his name out there. Elon Musk, who is not elected for anything. He's not in office yet because Trump has not taken office yet. He's appointed to be some heads of some things, but jeez Louise, I sure as heck wouldn't want my name out there associated with throwing a monkey wrench in this bill. Wow, a resolution. But they got to make this decision, right? I mean, we got, 48 hours to go, somewhere around there.
That's correct. Current funding expires midnight on Friday. And the way this looked like it was going to play out before hearing this news is that the CR would be voted on by the House Friday morning, then taken up by the Senate immediately after and sent to the president's desk for signature. And I also heard earlier today that it's possible the House could even take it up today.
Mm-hmm.
But now it appears that, you know, that may be on hold. So just to wait what comes next. There's always something with these things. There's oftentimes opposition to some of the add-ons that are part of a large bill like that. It's a 1,500 pages, and folks can always pick things out that they don't agree with. But, you know, overall, we feel it's really good for producers, and we want to see it get done.
Well, in the verbiage, I can only go back to, because I had also seen a late request for some more money for specialty crop producers. And so I asked Senator Hovind, I said, hey, are we at a point right now where there's just maybe a lot of add-ons coming on right now or late ads? And he said, no. He said, the bill is written, or the resolution is written. And he said, we're expecting it to go through the House, and then they're going to get it over to the Senate. So he made it sound like, you know, it's whatever is going to be written on there. It is what it is. So If this changes, I don't know what else to say. I guess we just got to wait.
You know, he would have more information than I do, and I certainly hope that's the case. All indicators pointed to that being what's going to occur.
There's no way they could just pass a flat one, though. I mean, right? Not just a clean CR. I don't know that would pass, would it? I mean, would senators,
after raising expectations on some of those key issues that I mentioned, I mean, I think that could face opposition too.
I would certainly.
People are going to be disappointed.
So is the biggest thing, and I think you said it, but the biggest thing is the money. Is it the emergency money for farmers? Is that what the tripping point is, or is there more things in there that's the tripping point? Because guys knows.
I was going to say
emergency relief can't be. They can't be opposing emergency relief for hurricane and fires.
Well, it seems like, at least according to this article, it's just one source dropping that emergency relief as well. Oh. There were some in the Freedom Caucus and elsewhere who were opposing how Speaker Johnson was going about this, in their words, feeling the process was too rushed. There was too much being added into it. It was becoming really an omnibus. And so I was hearing a lot of that.
Okay.
However, it didn't seem like it was going to be enough to stop it, because there are going to be Democrats who support this measure too. So it would have enough votes to get through.
So did Representative or House Speaker Johnson, did he have time scheduled today? Were they supposed to introduce this today? Do we know?
I'm not aware that he did. I'd heard something that looked like he was going to try to make it happen today. Oh, the bill's already out. So that was yesterday. So last night. So it's already out. It's already available. So he would have met the time frame. Where he promises Republicans that they'll have at least 72 hours to review and vote on a bill. So that would have been enough time for them to do that, according to that promise.
Wow. This is kind of the news where you just don't even know what to say, because you got to wait for the other ball to drop, the other shoe to come.
Yeah, and I don't want this to, you know, what I just read to you to dominate, the conversation or the views. I mean, people, you know, need to contact their members of Congress, House and Senate, to continue to urge that this get done as it was in its original form.
Do we know much about the length of the extension? Is it technically a 1-year extension, or is it just? I've heard, just enough to get it done. Is it the spring?
Well, it's technically, 1 year from October 1 of this year. So it would go until, for the Farm Bill, go until September 30 of 2025.
Okay, so they've already wasted a couple months again. And, right? I mean, good gravy. So part of the extension we've been waiting. I know you maybe don't want to say it, but I am going to say it. It's craziness. But hopefully we can get this done. I'm looking. I haven't seen any new news pop up yet, so I'm just waiting for the other something to pop up. But most of it is just that the continuing resolution to avert government shutdown, Congress enacts, blah, blah, blah. And so we'll wait and see. But all right, anything else going on? Do you have anything light for us?
No, not really. It's been trying to keep on top of all of this and, sharing the information as best I can and get, working the phones. I mean, that's really what it's been about. It's
will you end up
nonstop up until, the end here?
I'm sure. Will you go down to the Capitol or will you just kind of stay by phone to try and get the best information? Because it's hard.
It's been mostly, on my computer, on my phone and at my desk, but I will be going down.
Okay, very good. Well, Jim, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it. I know you got 1,000 things going on, but it's good to get clarification, and you gave us some breaking news, and I hope you're wrong.
I really hope so, too. It's rare that I would say that, because I pride myself on trying to be accurate here.
Yeah. Well, you're just delivering.
Things change.
You're kind of like the weather guy.
Maybe it's nothing.
Yeah, well, you're kind of like the weather guy. We're getting crappy weather, but you didn't create the weather. You're just letting us know that it's crappy weather. So,
I'm a Midwesterner at heart.
All right, sounds good. Jim Callen, Callen Associates. You have a website folks can check you out at, sir?
Yes, jamescallenassociates.com. jamescallenassociates.com. Thank you, Eric.
All right, thank you. Have a great day, and it's going to be an interesting next couple hours. I mean that. It's whatever is happening right now needs to get clarified pretty darn quick. All right, that's going to do it for today's edition of Farm Talk. A big thank you to the folks that popped on today, and a big thank you to Rob Fronning, who was supposed to be on with us at 33 past, who stepped aside to let Senator Hovind come on the air and talk about the CR, and we'll definitely get Rob on tomorrow. So that's going to do it for today's edition of Farm Talk.